See, the best restaurants I've discovered, they have next to no social media, but that all comes back from my history. Like, my dad, the Irish one, he was like, so I'm half Mexican, my dad's white, I'm just going to call it as it is, but he had that mentality. Both my parents traveled the world as Air Force brats, and they were always looking for what was good in town because that was how they assimilated to that city. And growing up in New Orleans, if we couldn't find that food, we'd make it. So every month, my dad would find a new culture. And he'd be like, okay, this time we're going to focus on this culture. We're going to buy the best cookbook that we could barely read. It's barely in English. And we're going to try and make it to the best of our ability. If we can't find the ingredients or they're not good enough, we're going to cook it. So when I travel to new cities or when I move to a new city, that's how I adapt, is I start looking for the places that people don't always recognize, because I feel like I've eaten so much food in my life that I usually know characteristics, or I can look at the dish and say, ooh, okay, that menudo doesn't have hominy, or it has this, or it has that, or this dish. I mean, I'm always looking for the hidden gem, because those are sometimes the ones I want to be shocked by. Because versus when I look at an Instagram page, which I love, and I help businesses do this, I already know kind of what I'm getting, but I still like that thrill of testing my own ability with my eyes and then tasting it and say, wow, I found something out of this fucking world. And this person, I don't even know if they fucking know it. And sometimes they're watering down their shit because they're trying to make everyone else happy.
Right.
And I love coming in there and say, fuck everyone else. Let this
do something shine, crazy. Dude. Be crazy.
Be crazy. And I will support you all the way. Like,